No. No, you both went away. Oh, that's not good.
Hello.
Hey, you're back.
Hey, I'm back. Where'd Bert go?
I don't know. He was there, and then he disappeared. And you talk some more.
Okay, testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, it's still
1, 2, 3, 4.
Still there a little bit. I think we're going to have to deal with it. Oh.
And your video is going freezy.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe I should turn it off. Well, I'll wait until after party.
I heard something in there.
I heard somebody come up. Let me turn it off for a minute.
That's it. It says Barty's there.
Yeah, he's just showing up.
Let me refresh it.
There he is.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's all right.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah,
I'll probably have to bail early on top of that.
Oh, that's all right. You know, the whole thing is show up when you can. And for as long
as... Yeah, it's good to hear from you, period.
Yeah. One of us will be around to finish the show, you know? All right, well, let's start this puppy, because I've already been recording for like 18 minutes, so...
All right.
All right, let's see. I've got to get the notes up. Almost live! From across the USA, this is Late Night QRM! Your hosts tonight are Barry J., Barty of the Barty Cast, and Michael, the Virtual Youper. Tonight, Barty's got a new kidney. Hey, in case you didn't hear, there's a new iPad out! And the QRM Brewery is anxiously waiting for bubbles in the airlock of its first brew. All that and more on Late Night QRM! And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire.
Embryo Die!
Here's Barry J., Barty, and Michael! Hey, everybody, welcome to Late Night QRM, show number 42 from the southwest corner of New Hampshire. I'm Barry J. When do you guys take it?
And I'm Barty.
Yeah, I'm Michael, the virtual youper. I'm sorry, Barty. I'm used to going last all the time.
Okay.
And Josh couldn't make it.
Actually, show 42. I don't know. This should be Fort Prefect on this end or something.
Yeah, that's Arthur right. Dent. This is the show. This is the answer to life, the universe, and everything. Show 42. Josh.
Well, that's not putting any pressure on the host, huh?
Josh couldn't make it. I got an email from him. He said he's too tied up, and I emailed back, oh, sure, as soon as we get a beautiful day of weather, he becomes Mr. No-Show. I'm sure he's, you know, actually it's springtime, so he might be getting busy with the kids again, too. Lots of sports things and stuff. I'm not sure why he couldn't make it tonight, but this is the time of year, you know, daylight saving is upon us now, and usually he's got ball games and stuff to go to, so we'll see if we can get him on the next show. And I see Barty's still here, so what's your status, Barty? Are you I didn't expect to see you this week.
Yeah, I probably won't be able to hang around too long. I just got out of the hospital yesterday. The transplant went pretty well. And I'm feeling pretty good, so, you know, I just got a few issues to work through, mainly the mountain of medicine that I take at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Wow.
Plus a lot of vitals monitoring and things like that.
So wait a minute, it already happened?
Yeah, it happened last Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And I was released yesterday around midday.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're in for about a week? A week and
a
half?
Yeah, about a little less.
Oh, wow.
Tuesday through Saturday.
Really? For a transplant? Yeah. That seems amazing to me. So everything's going well so far?
Yeah, so far. I got a few minor issues to work through. I got got appointments on Mondays and Thursdays for the next 4 weeks, and we'll see how that works out.
And how long are you out of work for?
It'll be 4 to 6 weeks total, at least.
Okay. Yeah, because they just went, you know, there's a lot of healing to be doing there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Are you glad you went through with it? I guess it beats.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Once I get through this period, I'll probably be feeling better than I have in the past 2-3 years.
Wow.
So I'm already feeling better than I was before I went on dialysis, and definitely better than brain dialysis.
Okay.
So, you know, it's been an improvement already.
Wow. That's incredible.
Definitely worth it.
Yeah, I always say that, you know, I think, you know, modern medicine is wonderful. I mean, you know, as you know, I've been a diabetic, a type 1 diabetic for going on over 30 years now. And I think about it, and it's like, you know, if I was born even 50 years earlier, I would have probably been gone 2 years after the diagnosis, you know, and here it is 30 some years strong. And, you know, even back then, I mean, transplants weren't like they are today. I mean, God, you're in the hospital Tuesday, you're home on Saturday.
That's,
that's incredible. I find that amazing. So I'm really surprised. I'm glad you decided to join in tonight. I really thought we'd miss you a week or so because you'd be you know.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'll probably be a short visit, and I showed up late, and I'm going to leave early. But okay. At least wanted to pop in and say, hey, see how you guys were doing.
Okay.
All right, it's good to hear from you, Bertie.
Now,
thank you.
Now, you're breaking up a little bit on my end. How's he sound to you, Mike? Michael?
No, he sounds good. Yeah, okay. But I can tell we're struggling with bandwidth tonight. I'm not sure where it is.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. My microphone closer, turn the gain up or something. How's that? Is that any better?
No, you're perfectly clear. It's definitely.
Yeah, you're going digital once in a while.
And so is Michael. Michael, we've been trying different things with Michael to try to clear it up, but it's.
Yeah. It took me a couple of attempts to get connected for some reason that I couldn't get the packets to go through or some error like that. I had to try a couple of times before I could connect.
Well, I'll do some speed checks on my end, too. See if I'm having issues, because I did have to get the phone company out about a month ago because I was having problems with my modem hanging up all the time. And it turned out to be back at their NEMA box where they were getting a low signal, actually analog signal. So they had to go in and fix that. And once they did that, yeah, I've been connected ever since and haven't had to reconnect at all. So every once in a while things break, I guess. You gotta worry about that. So show notes from last week, because I was tied up doing work, and
I was busy doing work. As a matter of fact, I was on the ambulance when we would have been recording shows, so that wouldn't have worked out.
Yeah. And Barty, you were the only one that could actually make it last week, and sorry.
Yeah, that was rather ironic.
But so we have some notes from last week, and if anybody wants to add any other things, feel free impromptu. Again, last week we did the spring forward thing, daylight savings time, and of course that kind of hits me. I don't know about you guys, but even though you go to bed an hour earlier, I don't know. It's just, it takes me about a week for my body to get used to that, especially the spring forward. The fall back doesn't bother me so much, but the spring forward does bother me a little.
Well, it made for a really short night for me, because they had asked me, I wasn't supposed to work Sunday, but they had asked me to come in at the last minute. And as you knew, I was writing software, and I had training on Saturday. And so I get home about 10 o'clock or so Saturday night, and I had to write some more software. And then I was doing day shift the next day. Well, day shift, I normally get up at 3:30. Well, it was springing ahead. Now I'm getting up at 2:30. Plus, I'm trying to decide, is my iPhone really going to jump ahead properly this time? Because it hasn't the last couple of times.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I've had It's a whole other animal when your iPhone is not on the cell circuit. You know, once leave, I'm 15 miles away from the nearest cell coverage.
Yeah.
So it tends to do some. It's been doing things on its own differently when it's on Wi-Fi versus being on cell. So I dug out an old analog alarm clock on top of it. But, oh, I was dragging. I was dragging going in on Sunday. And then, as I said, I never even had a chance to get the rig out. I was going through the rig with students, showing them where everything was, and the pager went off, and I didn't get back until 7:30, quarter to 8 that night from that first set of runs. It just never stopped.
Wow. Jeez. Wow, that's incredible. And, yeah, and we've been working overtime a little bit at work now. Of course, I'm working in between two different projects. And funny thing is we're all kind of concerned because both these projects are going strong. There's a lot of work right now, but come mid-April, everything may dry up, you know. So it's like hurry up now, and then I have to go look for another project to work, you know. So yeah. We can't.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
Well, it's yeah, and especially because our customer is of course the federal government, and in particular DOD, and they don't seem to. Oh well, we don't have any money right now, but we'll have it in 4 months. And it's like, well, what do you want the people to do during those 4 months? Because if they go off to another project, they're not coming back. You know, you commit yourself to another project, you can't pull them back. They're always saying, well, you got to create a bench, you know, for people to sit there. And it's like, and who pays for that? The company's not going to pay for that. So it's going to be interesting. The next couple months will be interesting. So other news, tech news, Apple news. Because, you know, we've got to talk Apple, or it wouldn't be late night QRM. We need a
bumper for this, you know that?
What's that?
Yeah.
We need a bumper for that.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to have to make something up here. It's here, the new iPad. It's not the iPad 3. It's not iPad HD. It's just the new iPad.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the notes I just put up, but I was on the chat room. With Leo Laporte's group as they were doing the coverage on the show. And just to back up just a second, I fired off an email, but I'm not sure it went off to everybody because I'm listening to them set up for the announcement, and Leo decides to do a Google Hangout with broadcast.
Yeah.
It was so funny. He's trying to set this thing up, and you hear this ding. What's that noise? I know what that is. That's the ding of death. And all of a sudden you hear this, oh, blankety blank. And the whole thing would crash on them. They went through like three or four startups with hang up.
It's so good to know that we're not the only ones that have problems.
You know, he's got just tons of bandwidth and everything else, and he's trying to do it on Chrome. And I'm typing into my chat room, don't do it on Chrome. It doesn't work on Chrome. But they're doing the announcement, so we finally get the thing going. They're doing the announcement, and. It becomes apparent it's just the new iPad. So somebody in the chat room types in iPad 2, you know, T-O-O. And then somebody else said, no, it's the iPad Fire. And then I followed up real quick with, no, it's the iPad Fire Extinguisher. And that went over pretty well, actually.
Oh, that was good.
That does sound
we were having
neat.
Fun in the chat room.
So Barty, did you stand in line and get one?
Well, no, I can't be in public for another month.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were still in the hospital on Friday. Did you pre-order?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I want to be able to go pick it up at AFI so I don't have to pay any sales tax.
Oh, that's right. You're in New York. I forgot about that sales tax thing. Yeah, well, yeah, and you
wouldn't. The only outlets around here is like either the Apple Store or Best Buy, and you end up paying sales taxes there.
Yeah.
But if I go up to the... to Fort Drum, I can pick it up in the PX for a little bit of a discount, not much, and no sales tax, which is a significant discount.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if you listen to Leo Laporte, and I watched their iPad this week, or iPad, I forget what it is called, iPad Today, their iPad
show. Today, yeah.
They were just, he was just marveling over it. And of course, oh, look at this picture, and he keeps showing it, and I said, I'm watching it on an iPad too.
I'm looking at it on matter. Skype.
And by the way, you're only, they even admitted they're only recording the show at 720p, so, you know. But one of the things that was kind of cool that I saw, you could actually see when they showed it, was I know with the iPad 2, I hate getting an iPhone app and running it on the iPad, because when you blow it up, the 2X, it's, you know, you see all the zigzags.
And,
yeah, and but on the iPad 4, it doesn't. And so it looks very clean on the iPad 4. So, or iPad 4.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
The new iPad.
He must have a beta we don't know about, Barty.
I said,
yeah, really?
He slipped.
Oops. But,
I'm pretty interested in it. It sounds like a pretty neat device. And when the 2 came out, I just kind of stuck with the 1, because I really didn't see a lot of benefits for the way I used it. But with the latest one, that's a whole different story. My only disappointment is that they added the voice dictation, which is nice, but they didn't really put a full implementation of Siri in, which I was kind of looking forward to. I was wondering if they would have added that. Although that's my disappointment, it's kind of leveraged it with having a capability for 4G LTE. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think Siri, the problem is that a lot of people have been complaining about Siri now. For one thing, I think it's a bit of a ban hog, and a lot of people aren't getting the results quite like you saw in the TV commercial and stuff. And I don't know whether that has to do with bandwidth or what, or, you know, whether they're in a place where they can connect to the properly to get Siri, but I've heard a lot of complaints. So they did say Siri was beta, so they're probably wise not to put it on here right now, and maybe when they, you know, they'll add it later on, because the machine can handle it. Hell, the iPad 2 could handle it.
Well, yeah, for the most part, there is one big disadvantage, and this comes from my past life. The iPad only has one microphone. And with the iPhone 4 and 4S, with the two mics and the built-in echo cancellation, so it can take the background noise out of the equation, it makes the speech recognition work a whole lot better. That doesn't mean that it won't work on an iPad, but it won't work as well as it does in an iPhone without a second mic. Well, that's something you could add. You could put it in that 37-pin connector or 36-pin connector. I should know how many pins there are on that. But anyhow, you can plug in another mic into that connector and do echo cancellation.
Well,
but it does make a big difference on the recognition.
But yet the new iPad has the dictation, and you would think that would have to also be clear.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Because you know, and Leo demoed it, and it looked like it worked pretty well. it even underlined in red what it didn't think was right.
Uh-huh.
So. I don't know.
You got to take a lot of Leo's reaction to new products with a grain of salt, because he pretty much likes everything when it first comes out. You know, everything's great until he uses it a bit. he even liked the RIM playbook when it first came out, until he tried to use email, and he goes, what the heck's with this? I can't email with this thing?
Yeah.
But initially, he liked everything.
Yeah. And
you know, he plays with like, what, half a dozen phones and things.
Oh, anything that's new, he comes out, he gets. And he hasn't had a chance to get his hands on the Galaxy 7, although they have one in-house. And I'm sure that he'll love that even more, you know, when he gets his hands on the Galaxy 7. So, and the other announcement that happened was there's a new, they updated the Apple TV. It's now 1080p, and they also redid the software inside of it, the GUI, and that one was if you had an iPad or Apple TV 2, you could get that software. It runs on your box. I was kind of waiting for him to go to 1080p, and now I'm kind of back and forth. For $99, I was like, should I or shouldn't I? Because,
well, I think it's a pretty easy price point. I'm planning on getting one. I really didn't care too much for the Apple TV 2. I didn't think it really added much over the original Apple TV, which I still use. I like the first one. The only complaint I had about the first one is that it wouldn't work independently. Everything that's on it has to be on one of my Macs and then get synchronized to it, which I think is a pain. The new one,
geez.
You don't have to store things on it because it'll play with AirPlay. So it'll play everything off your Mac without having to store it locally or anything, or having to stream it, which is a good thing.
And that's one of the reasons I'm looking at possibly getting one, is because of AirPlay. Because pretty much the programming that's on it, and I could get a Roku box and get everything that it handles, maybe even more. Not to mention I have an Xbox that gets all that stuff, and I have a Blu-ray disc player that has all that stuff on it too. But the AirPlay, you know, I find myself now, I'm almost 50-50 with the podcasts I subscribe to. 50% are audio and 50% are now video. And it would be nice to be able to sit down and just, you know, play it from on my iPad, say, and then via AirPlay shoot it over to the television set and watch it.
That's what I'm doing at home now. I've got an iPad, or the Apple II. And what I find with my internet connection, the Apple II hooked up to our flat screen tries to negotiate everything in HD, which my bandwidth connection does not support very well yet. Mm-hmm. It keeps getting better, but we're not quite there. But if I watch it on my iPhone or my iPad, it comes through fine because it's not quite, you know, it's not, well, with the iPad 3, that might change, but it's not trying to do HD. So I get a good picture on the iPad, and then I turn on AirPlay and shoot it over to the TV set through the Apple TV. And that's working really good.
Okay. So you guys are convincing me to go order one, pick one up.
Well, I've got two. I haven't tried the three yet. So I don't
well, have I have the original on, one, trying. And I got a little upset when they abandoned it. Of course, you know, everybody abandons products, and I did buy it kind of late in the game. I wish there was, and I haven't looked on the internet yet, I wish there was something I could use that box for. I mean, it's got a nice hard drive in it, even if I could use it for storage, because, you know, if I get the new Apple TV, I really won't need that one. I guess I could put it upstairs, but at the price of...
You could, like, a backup. You can throw all your iTunes library on it. Although, if you have it up in the cloud, why do you need it in the third place, I
Exactly.
guess?
Exactly. I'd like to just use it as a connected, like a NAS.
External hard drive?
Yeah. But I don't think I can do that, because I think it's only works through iTunes, right?
Yeah. Well, you can throw... one thing I like to do with it is if there's people around, you know, visiting and things, and wandering from room to room, it's really handy to take and load a bunch of pictures into iPhoto and just run a slideshow on it. Hmm. You know, you can have your family, and you can have, like, a mix of photos from previous visits and things like that. You know, that's always kind of fun.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. I just, you know, it's funny because I paid twice as much for that. I should say my wife paid twice as much for it because it was a Christmas present to me. And we used to use it. But now with the new one, I don't know. I'm thinking now the 1080p, and I saw a comparison. They said 1080p is close to Blu-ray. Not quite exactly. Blu-ray still wins in some of the detail of the picture, but it's darn close. And iTunes is offering 1080p movies now. So we'll have to see. We'll see.
You guys... Well, it's about quarter of. I'm going to have to bail. Okay. I got to get some vital signs, and then I got to go take my 8 o'clock drugs, and then I'm going to go back to bed.
Yeah, well, man.
Sorry it was a short visit this time.
Well, you know, there's always next week, and you might be feeling a little better.
I'll be out of work for enough weeks that hopefully I'll be able to make it regularly for a little while.
Okay, that would be great. I'm glad to see you today. You know, when you first, you know, I got your email, I said, "Uh-oh, I wonder if it didn't happen this week," because, you know, I figured it would take a few more days before you'd be home. So I'm glad to see everything went well. And
when I saw that you were setting up the hang up, I figured, well, it'll be short, but maybe you can just pop it a little while.
Hey, and that's what this is all about.
He's got the right terminology too. There, you see?
Yeah. Yeah. Just hang out.
All right,
with the
guys. I'm gonna let you go, guys. It's been great talking with you.
Okay. Well, take care, and take those meds, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Yeah, it's a pile, let me tell you.
All right,
take care, Barney.
All
right,
talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah. It's good to see you.
And, yeah, it is.
I'm glad everything went well. I'm amazed. I'm sorry, but that just amazes me that he's back. And that was like 5 days.
I was in the hospital longer from my appendicitis.
Well, and I'm wondering when they did this thing, we'll have to ask him next time. Whether they did it, with a couple little slits and, or whether, they actually had to cut him open.
No, for a transplant, they probably have to cut you open. Regular surgery. Yeah, not messing around.
So, but still, he's looking good and he's sounding good for getting a kidney transplant on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's amazing. Wow, that is truly amazing. So, let's see. Many software upgrades. Why did I put that? Oh, I know.
I don't know.
I think that was dealing with... that was for Apple TV, I think. And also the fact that now that the new iPad's out there, of course, I've been deluged with app upgrades.
Oh, yeah. Updates. Updates. Yeah, I don't know about you, but how long did it take you to upgrade to 5.1? It took me days before I could actually even get into the server to start upgrading my...
5.1. I think I... When was that released?
The day of the presentation.
I think I did it that night. I got it.
You got lucky.
Yeah, well, I have better bandwidth than you do.
No, but I was trying it at the main office with the 30 meg drop. It was really luck of the draw whether you got in or not. Although you might have been on a different server. They were probably dividing it up geographically by servers, because it took me 4 days before I was able to do the first successful upgrade to 5.1.
Hmm.
And I just finally last night upgraded my Apple TV.
Oh,
that
really?
Was the lowest priority one.
Yeah.
But I don't know about you, but I have definitely noticed one thing about 5.1 that I do not like. And on my iPhone 4 here, it's become very, very insensitive to the home key. I have to hit it deliberately and several times to get it to come up now.
I haven't had that issue.
I don't know if that's a Verizon 4S problem or a 4 problem or what.
I do have one thing, and I was going to go... Actually, I haven't had time to go look it up, but they've permanently added the little camera icon when you next to the slider to open it.
You used to have to double-click to get it. With iOS 5.01, if you hit a double-click where it brought up the play bar, forward, reverse, and play, you'd get the camera.
Well,
and they've changed that, because if you double clicked it, you got the camera. If you clicked on the camera, it would come up.
Yeah.
Now you have to take the camera and slide it up to bring it up. If you put your finger on the camera, and slide it up like it's a notification, then the camera comes up.
Oh, is that how you do it? Oh,
yeah.
Because I was gonna my okay. Thank you. You just taught me something.
Well, it took me a while to figure it out.
Because I'm sitting there saying, oh, look, a camera icon, and I'm tapping it, and all it does is make the thing jump. The little icon jumps up and down. And it jumps up and down. I said, this thing doesn't work. But I just slid it up, and there I am. I've got the camera up. Oh, thank you.
Well, they had the camera available in 5.01, but it worked differently, and you would tap on it, and it would come up immediately.
Hmm.
But the other thing that they did is you're bringing up the camera without unlocking the phone. So what happens is you can take pictures, but you can't access any of the pictures that were taken when the phone was unlocked. So you can only look at the pictures you just took.
Oh,
so if somebody picks up your camera and takes pictures, they can't bring up the camera and then look at your photo library.
Well, that's a good feature.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But it concerned me the first time it happened. And then, as I said, it changed from 5.01 to 5.1 and how it operated, because I kept tapping on the camera. It's like, it's popping, but it ain't doing anything.
That's what I was doing. That's funny. But I actually like that feature, because there has been a lot of times when I wanted to take a quick picture. And you'd have to hit the button and, unlock the thing and then hit the camera button. And, by the time you're done that, the event's over.
Right.
So this is nice. It's a nice feature. But slide it up. How about that? I learned something new. That is cool. So, and you, I see you ordered one.
We should have it by now. I haven't had a chance. Well, we ordered one, and the president of the company is in New York right now as we speak.
Hmm.
And he was going to be in line at the New York store on Friday.
I wonder how long the lines were, because I didn't hear anything about the lines. I didn't see anything on the news whether they were really long, because a lot of people pre-ordered. And you know, when it comes time to order my new iPhone, I'm not going to go stand in line this time. I'm going to pre-order, because... when I did that with the, when did I get, not Mountain Lion, the one before this, not Snow Leopard, the other one, Leopard, regular Leopard, I got it the day it was out. It came to me, you know, it was delivered to me the day that, you know, people could get it in the stores. And I'm like, why do I want to go stand in line? Unless, of course, I like hanging out with other Apple people and... you know, go through all the cheering and everything. But I've done that a couple times now, and I just want the device. So I think this time around, when it comes for...
I'd do it if I had the opportunity. And I really didn't. I had so much going on this week, I didn't want to go to New York with him. He did it more because he had other meetings there anyhow. And he was there for meetings in New York last year when the iPad 2 came out. So both times he's been in, you know, at the store in line. Well, that's kind of cool. Wow. But yeah, we pre-ordered one as well, and it's waiting down at the Wisconsin office, which I'll be going down to later this week.
Okay. And I will eventually make it into an Apple store, because I do want to see. I know it's, you know, I just can't see upgrading to it right now, because I've got the Apple II, and it's close. And yes, it's got the nice display, but you know what? I'm getting old, and my eyesight's not what it used to be, and so I generally tend to have to hold the iPad away from me a little bit anyway, and when you do that, it doesn't matter whether you have the iPad 2 or the...
Well, one of the, you know, besides the Retina display, one of the big deals with the new iPad is the better camera, but you've got the better camera on your iPhone already, so...
The iPad 2
camera is just horrendous.
It is. I've tried to use it, and it is a bad one. But then again, I think personally, I think the iPad is too big and clumsy to be a camera. I would much rather whip out my iPhone and take pictures. And
I agree. And I use my 4 for taking pictures all the time. And if anything's dragging me towards the 4S more than anything else, it's that 8-megapixel camera that the 4S has got.
Right.
Because I love the pictures on the 4, but I'm running them right to the edge.
Well, there's already talk
a little better.
Yeah, there's already talk about the iPhone 5, and you know, if they go to schedule, it should be out this year. And my two years are my contract is up this year, so I'm ready for the iPhone 5. I skipped iPhone 4S. My wife's got it. It's a nice phone. It does take wonderful pictures. But and we'll see what the iPhone 5 has. Rumors are starting already. So
too many numbers.
Yeah. So I'm hoping they go up to, what's my iPhone? It's 32 gig, right? Yeah, because I've got 64 gig on the iPad. So
yeah, I got a 32 gig phone.
Yeah, I'm hoping they go up to 64 gig, because I'm pretty close to the edge all the time.
Well, especially if you're getting the video shows, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so we'll see. We'll see. Enough Apple news.
Yeah. What's the brewing stuff going on?
Well, I went out, and as I said the last show, I bought the all the equipment for the QRM brewery. And I was going to do it, well, actually it was like, I don't know whether I said this last show or not, cause I don't know whether it happened yet or not, but I got the ingredients for a nice red ale. And so, I got the, stainless steel, brewer or not brewer. Yeah, I guess brewer, the brew pot. And, I put pretty much everything in there except for the malt that comes with it, which is kind of syrupy and sweet, and it was in a plastic bag, and I left that in one of the fermenter which is a plastic, basically a plastic 5 gallon jug, or bucket. And I put the lid on it, but I said, that stuff smells even through, and I put it up in the QRM studios here, which is over the garage at the palatial Furnival estate here. The next, you know, I was thinking about it in bed, and I said, that stuff smells. It's up over the garage in a plastic bucket. I said, maybe I should put it in the stainless steel brewery pot with the lid on it, because I'm wondering whether critters are going to try to go after it. And sure enough, the next day I got up and came up there, and they didn't make it to the malt. But they had, there's a little hole in the top of the lid for the fermenter where you put an airlock in. And there's a grommet there. They chewed off the grommet, and they were making the hole larger so that they could get into the malt. They didn't make it in there, but it was close. So I immediately transferred the malt into the stainless steel pot with the lid. And of course, that means I had to make a trip, because no longer would the airlock sit in the hole that it was made for.
Right.
And I also set up 4 mouse traps up here, baited with some peanut butter. And it's been a couple of weeks now, and I've caught 4 critters so far. 3 right away.
They're just trying to go to the bar, Barry.
Well, this is, you know, and I got to say that it's over the garage. You know, we can't keep these critters out of the garage. And, of course, they find their way upstairs into the office here. And, of course, if you put something that attracts them, well, they're showing up. And I actually told my wife, I said, you know, I put peanut butter on. I got 4 of them. But I'm wondering whether the peanut butter is drawing them into the the studios now.
Yeah.
Because there's literally, I mean, if you look out, I've got a wall of windows behind me, that looks out into the woods. So you don't have to go far to get critters here. So I had to go back and get a new lid for my fermenter. And so this past Friday was an off Friday for me, so I did the brewing thing. And I mixed it up, and of course, my wife was out at the time, and she comes in, and the first thing she goes, "Oh my God, what the hell is that?" She has a very sensitive nose. And I said, "What? I'm brewing here." So she's opening windows, and meanwhile, we had some furnace problems. So the furnace guy was here down in the basement, and he's cracking up. And he comes up, and he goes, "Hey, it smells good. Somebody's cooking around here." But I have to say, actually the malt, you have the seasoning bag that you put in at first, and you when you're brewing, and that's kind of a smelly thing, but that actually smells pretty good with the malt, all the different ingredients that you make up the flavor of the beer. The malt has its own unique smell, and you mix that in as it's you take it off and mix it in and bring it back to a full boil. But then you put the hops in, and the hops, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but to me, the hops made it smell like fish. For some reason. To me only, I guess, because Amber goes, "It doesn't smell like fish." I said, "It smells like fish to me." So, but with this particular recipe, I had to boil it for an hour with the hops in it. And after that was done, I cooled it down the way they said to. I will say that I am concerned right now, because I did this Friday, and I guess I put it up into... It's actually sitting here in the QRM studios. I don't have bubbles yet, and it's concerning me.
Mm-mm.
I'm supposed to have bubbles, they said, about 24 hours later, and it's now been 48 hours. And but they said, depending on the temperature, I think when I was done, I may have overcooled it a little bit, but it wasn't that much. But they said that could slow down the process. I was also surprised, and I'm going to give the guys a call, because I didn't have to add sugar to this. They said, oh, no, all the sugar was in the malt. And I'm saying, well, everything, every place else I've seen, people have had to add sugar to it, like confectionery sugar for the yeast to eat. And they said, well, it didn't call for it. So I'm wondering whether that delays the process, too. Reading my book, it also says that, well, if you don't have a tight seal on it, that it may not be, it may be brewing in there or fermenting, but the gas, the CO2 is coming out somewhere else and not through your airlock. So I just took a rubber mallet and tapped around the sides to make sure I had a good seal. So we'll see. Tomorrow I'm going to give them a call, because it's been... The other thing, too, was this room got a little warm. It's supposed to be between 60 and 70 degrees for this. Yesterday I was up here and it was 75 degrees. So I have turned on the air conditioner, and I'm trying to keep it at around 68 to 70 degrees.
Let's see here. Extra equipment, atmospheric control. These are going to be best of bottles of beer, Barry.
I'm concerned now that I'm going to have to throw the first batch out. I'm hoping not. But we'll see. My wife's cracking up over it, because she goes, you're so concerned about this. I said, I will not fail at this. I will not fail. I am going to brew beer. I don't know. I don't care how many times it takes me until I get it done. But, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I had mentioned it, I think, the last show or the show before it, but I've got a friend up here that's going into it big time. And he actually went, after brewing at home for a while, he went to school and got his brewmaster's certification and did a Kickstarter project to raise $20,000 to start a brewery up here, and that went through in flying colors. And he's rented a building, and they're refurbishing it, and they're putting in the ventilation hoods now, and the kettles are coming in soon. And to me, it's going to be a full-blown brewery.
Wow. So, that's nice.
And we have a brick on the wall.
Yeah. That's nice. Well, I'd just be happy to get this going. And the other thing, too, is I could buy bottles for this, because the bottle, if this thing ever starts fermenting, in 2 weeks, it'll be time to bottle it. And I said, oh, I got tons of bottles. I'm not going to buy any, because I got tons of bottles around. I'll just get them and soak the labels off and, you know, sanitize them and save myself a little bit of money. Yeah, I got the capper, and I'll have to go out and buy caps, but you know, I don't need to buy bottles. So, and of course, in the QRM studios, there's I have a big you know, trash can, and I said, oh well, I know there's tons of them in there, right? So yesterday I went dumpster diving in the QRM studio trash can, and lo and behold, I only found five bottles. Apparently, my wife, being diligent as she is, came up and emptied out the QRM studio trash can and took it off to the dump sometime earlier. not since I bought the stuff, but probably about a month ago or so. So, supposedly, this makes about 2 cases worth of beer that I was planning to reuse. Use, you know, my beer. So I've got a lot of beer drinking to do in the next 2 weeks. That's why I'm drinking a Dead Guy's Ale here, and he'll join the group. So, anyway, so the QRM brewery so far is waiting anxiously to see if anything ferments. That's where we are right now. Stay tuned for details. Further details as this process moves along. So,
yeah, that kind of reminds me of, again, some of my local friends here. It's a common thing up here. Everybody brews their own beer. And there was this, a couple of years ago, they had this batch where everything went wrong, but they kept brewing it.
Yeah.
And they got done, they had this fantastic batch of beer, and nobody remember how they got to it. Just saying, oh, God, this is great. How do we make this?
Oh, jeez, that's funny. Boy, you're breaking up pretty bad now. I don't know what's going on.
And I don't have anything on.
I know, and I'm looking at my network connections, and I don't have anything going. So,
do you want me to reset? Strange.
I don't know whether that's going to make any difference. It didn't help last time. You're starting to come and go. Besides, we're getting into the what I call the quick hits. These are just things I read about and just thought they were worth mentioning. The first one was, in case you're concerned, cell phone radiation. There was a study. Cell phone radiation causes ADHD in mice. So, you know, if you're wondering why the mice are running around chasing silvery objects and look like they're not concentrating on what they're doing, then you can blame cell phone radiation for that. Of course, the way the study went is they actually had a cage of mice, and they would actually put a cell phone on top of the cage and leave it there and with a pregnant mother in there, and the kids came out ADHD. So I don't know what that has to do with, you know, people, but it's nothing worse than having a bunch of ADHD mice running around. So,
are they implying that people on cell phone are distracted?
I think they're really concerned about the mice. I don't
know. Oh, okay. Keep your cell phone away from the mice, people.
Hey, maybe I should leave it around. I'll take a couple of them and put them around the fermenter. That might kill the yeast. Or I could have ADHD yeast.
Radioactive beer.
Made with ADHD yeast. Anyway. AT&T brings customers' throttling dispute to an end by paying the guy his $850.
Not quite. There's a part two to this.
What's that?
There's a part two to this. Have you seen the additional part of that story?
Well, I heard that they tried to offer him something else as long as he signed a non-disclosure.
Yep.
But he refused to.
They sent him a letter and he put it up online.
Right. But I think that after all that brouhaha happened, because they were also going to appeal it. And I think after all that brouhaha, they said, just pay me $850 and that's it. It would be interesting to see. And I also heard that he was complaining because he got throttled after a gig and a half of usage, where a couple other people didn't get throttled until after 2 gig of usage. And I'm wondering whether you can still go after them, because now they've cleared up what their throttling procedure is. And it's basically now anything over 3 gig, if you've got 3G, and they have 4G? I don't know.
In some areas.
It's 5 gig for the 4G, I think. So if they've defined it that way, I'm wondering whether his lawsuit would actually work now, because they're basically saying, we're going to throttle you if you go over 3G, 3 gigs.
Right, but they throttled him at 1.5, and his whole point was is that they were throttling him at less than the minimum plan that you could buy.
Right.
Other than that 300 megabyte one or whatever the thing was.
Yeah.
I actually have a friend on that plan, and I tried to dissuade her. She's like, I never use my cell data. Why do you have an iPhone? Whatever.
Yeah. Well, I use mine. I gotta admit, I use mine mostly on Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, yeah.
But I do like the ability to be able to go get stuff if I need to. I got the notice. I think I mentioned that before. I got notified that I was over the limit and I was in the top 5%. But it was because I had my Downcaster.
Right.
Program set up to go over the start downloading podcasts over the phone network, and And that was what was causing it, because it would, my phone would be turned off at work all day, and I'd turn it on, and it would immediately say, oh, look, you got 10 podcasts to download, at, you know, especially if they're video, at 400 meg a pop. So I'm on my ride home, they're busy downloading all that stuff off the mobile network instead of off the Wi-Fi at home. So I turned that off, and now I only download that stuff via Wi-Fi. Although if I'm away and I don't have a good Wi-Fi connection, I can turn it back on for a month or two if I need to. But yeah, I'm going to keep that to Wi-Fi. And when I did that, I went down, I was under a gig. I checked the last month usage, and I was actually under a gig of datum usage. So podcasting.
Yeah, I'm actually quite a bit under. I'm like 500 or 600 meg at this point.
Yeah.
So I've really been using Wi-Fi myself, actually, as well.
Yeah, and I think you can access the AT&T Wi-Fi networks. I don't think it costs you anything to do that either. So when like you're in the airport and stuff like that. Although I find it almost absolutely impossible to try to access Wi-Fi in an airport. Sitting at Reagan International or Reagan National in D.C., and I've got like three different Wi-Fi accesses I can get to. One was an AT&T, one was the airport's free public one, and I always do better on 3G. I mean, I try to connect up to those things, and I get nothing. It's the connection is so horrible, and there's too many people trying to use it. I think they just overload.
And then you get a picture of the terminal.
What's that?
This is the floor plan to the terminal.
Oh yeah.
Welcome to.
Yeah, really, that comes through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so and then another thing, Red Bull creator died. He was like 82. 82? 82.
Yeah.
Okay. And was he Korean? I'm not looking at the article right now.
I don't have the article up, but yeah, he was Asian. I don't remember Asian nationality.
But I just thought that was interesting. I don't know why. Because, you know, see if he grew wings and flew. Red Bull, he was 89.
Oh, 89.
Died of natural causes at 89. And he's from Thailand. He was Taiwanese.
Okay.
Wow. So, somebody that, I don't know, a lot of people drink Red Bull to stay awake. Thanks to this guy. He made a lot of money.
Yeah, they said he was a billionaire.
Yeah. So... Well, that's it for the short picks. Do you have anything else? Oh, I was going to say, we have had gorgeous weather the past few days. Well, I would say today and Wednesday were gorgeous. I was home and it was in the 70s on Wednesday, and it probably was approaching the 70s today. Yesterday was a little raw and wet. But I noticed on the weather map tonight that the warm front was really in the center, Chicago area and that part, and it even they showed that your little Copper Harbor Kewanee, what is it called, peninsula,
Kewanee.
it was even marked yellow.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's been an incredible couple of days up here, and we've gone from the last show that we had, we still had 2 to 3 feet of snow on the ground here in the harbor. And it is all but gone. In the hills there, it's still plenty of snow. But I went up for a run today in my running shorts and T-shirt and did cross-country. There, I was going through the woods cross-country, and there were some places I had to kind of divert. It all depends on whether, you know, the area is shaded or not. You go from almost dry ground to 2 to 3 feet of snow, and you got to run around it.
Wow.
But we really had a huge melt-off the last couple of days.
Yeah. And you got to worry about flooding when that happens, right? Or
well, yeah, it all just runs right in Lake Superior. So
that's true. You don't have to worry about the. We have small brooks and stuff that tend to fill up and overflow onto roads and things like that.
Well, that happens here too, but it doesn't have far to go to get to the water in any direction. It's an island.
Yeah. So, but I see that the West Coast has a wicked cold front coming through. So,
Well, Northern Arizona right now, as we speak, has 180 miles of Interstate 40 closed for a snowstorm. So,
really?
Yeah.
Arizona.
Northern Arizona.
Northern Arizona, yeah. But yeah, still. So
that's, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's right behind it. So I don't know where our weather's coming from. It's supposed to be maybe get a little cold tomorrow, but that's something coming in off the Atlantic Ocean toward us. But then the high pressure is supposed to push that back out again, and we're supposed to have a couple more days of warm weather. They haven't said anything about the West Coast making its way to us yet or not, but we do have plants popping up out of the ground. We got crocuses up and what else, the little snow, I don't know what they're called, my wife's the gardener, not me, snow something or other. They're already blossoming, the crocuses are blossoming. Yeah, it's great. And I noticed that the grass was starting to turn green today, which means probably an early cutting season.
Yeah, this is almost 2 months early for us.
It is for us,
it's
too.
It's insane. I mean, we've only had 200 inches of snow, which is, that's nothing as well.
We're usually snow covered at this time of year, too. And matter of fact, there's a section of the backyard going into the field where it's always mushy and you try to avoid it this time of year because everything's melting. And it's not mushy this year. So I'm a little concerned that, you know, we may need extra rain because we're not getting the snow melt off for water. We're a little dry. So usually this time of year we depend on the snow melt to fill our wells and stuff. So anyway, are you still there? Oh.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, God, please don't turn me off. I got the bed. What? I got the Google Hangout.
Oh, no.
Picture. Which, are you still there?
Yeah. Yes, I am the host.
They put a little picture up of a bed with somebody sleeping in it with Z's. And if you don't touch your computer for a while, and if you don't answer yes, then it logs you off automatically. So what's this with your son's science project?
Well, in the physics part of their program, or maybe I guess it's chemistry. Anyhow, each of the students in his class was assigned an element, and they had to do a report on it. And I immediately tried to coerce my son into memorizing Tom Lehrer's Element song. I don't know if you've ever heard it or not.
Yes.
But, my son wasn't interested in that. Like, but yeah, it'd be good. So he went ahead and did a report, and he said, well, I got to build a 3D model as well. And I said, well, okay. You know, I'll go out and get a bunch of styrofoam balls and some. They don't call them pipe cleaners anymore. They call them craft wire. But, you know, I got all the traditional stuff, and I said, you know, I have to do some digging because I still haven't gotten everything back from when we moved up here, but we could do a little more non-traditional, you know, model of Adam. And he said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, let's go up to the workshop. So I pulled all kinds of stuff out of boxes, and I had some, I'd say about 16-gauge radial wire, copper radial wire, for, you know, putting ground planes off of towers. So we started using that as a frame, and we made a couple of circles and soldered them together with a real high power Weller soldering gun to make a center nucleus. And then we made some more copper wire to make the orbit of each of the different energy levels of the electrons.
Mm-hmm.
And then we soldered up let's see what color were they? 5 green LEDs as the protons, 6 red LEDs as the neutrons, and then the 5 electrons were yellow and they were placed out on the rings of copper where they would be in their orbits.
Yeah.
And wired all together with wire wrap wire. And then off the bottom of this thing, made a little 4-cell triple or double A container, you know, battery pack, the part of this whole thing. So this atom lights up.
That is cool.
And we looked at this thing and I said, there's no way you're taking this on the bus.
Oh.
So we put a box in the box, put in white clothes, and I said, oh, I got to go to work tomorrow. I was going into the EMS service. So I said, I'll just, you know, drop it off at the school. Didn't even think about it until the next day when I'm walking through the parking lot, and I've got this box full of wires. You know, a big bundle of wires off of LEDs going down to this thing wrapped in black electrical tape. Fortunately, the principal of the school knows who I am. Otherwise, you're going to get locked out.
Oh, my God. He's got a bomb!
The QMS SWAT team comes after
hey,
me.
Hey, not only that, but you have a atom bomb.
Oh, jeez.
Oh God! Sorry, I don't have my I don't have the sound effects. that deserved a but I'm bumped.
I like that. That's good. But it was about a 3-hour project. But yeah, it was fun to make, and we got done. It looked cool. It was like something different than the styrofoam balls and pipe cleaners.
Yeah.
But yeah, that scene at the school was like, you know, this could have really been a bad scene. Fortunately, everybody knows me, you know?
I can just
small
see
enough area.
Helicopters flying around, you laying on the ground with your hands behind your head. This box that has an atom in it. Bomber threatens school, you know?
Oh. I'll have to remind you of another story sometime, but I won't go into it tonight.
Oh, God, that's too
I'll
much.
Give you a teaser. I was near a U.S. air base somewhere in this country testing out a night vision project that was the controller was built in Russia. So I had this big clunky looking box with all kinds of switches on it and Cyrillic and one switch that said activate.
Oh, no.
They were looking for the word on and it just says activate. Like, and I'm sitting there and this was right after 9/11.
Oh, geez.
And I'm thinking, and somebody pulls over and checks me out, I'm dead.
Oh, God. You like to live dangerously, don't you?
Sometimes. No, I don't. I just seem to find those situations in life.
Yeah. It's one of those things you do, and then afterwards you go, what the hell was I thinking? Oh, man. So... All right, well, the last story here, or topic we've got, is podcasters across borders, right? PAB.
Yeah, you got it.
2012.
PAB 2012. I am signing up tomorrow, finally.
So you can be our correspondent there.
Yep. Our rolling reporter in Ottawa.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
it's going to be this year.
Get people to do drop-ins or something for us. And
Yeah. If it's like any years past, Bruce Murray will be there, Tom Mayer will be there. It should be a good time.
Yeah.
I signed up for a year. I've just never been able to go. So this year I'm making a point of it.
Yeah, and where's it held?
This year it's going to be in Ottawa.
Ottawa. That's...
Ottawa. In you know, Ottawa, as in the city of Ottawa.
Yeah, I'm trying to think where that is. It's west of me, east of for you.
Yeah, right.
So it's probably somewhere in between, in the middle of us.
Yeah, I think it's been in Kingston in the past. I'm probably screwing all this up. I'm typing the book of knowledge quickly as I can as we're talking. Yeah. I've been listening to the Canadian Podcast Buffet to catch up on the previous shows.
I used to listen to a lot of Canadian podcasts, but they seem to have pod faded, and maybe they've come back. I think I dropped them from my list after they pod faded for so long. But
yeah, well, some of them have. My favorite has, although you know, he keeps coming back. Is Zedcast is still probably my favorite.
I used to listen to that. I should re-subscribe to him, because he just kind of disappeared off the face of the earth. And then there was
he's got a couple of new podcasts he's done in the last couple of years. I mean, a couple of new episodes in the last couple of years. Plus, he was doing the Running Shoe for a while, but that he hasn't kept that up either. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah,
he's tweeting. I follow him on Twitter.
There used to be a young couple up there, and boy, I can't think of the name of the podcast now. And the only reason I say that is because the husband used to, I think, no, maybe it wasn't with Murray, but he did it. He did another podcast with somebody else. But
you're talking about the Catfish.
Yes, the Catfish podcast.
It's.
Is that still going?
Bob Goyich, is it? I think Bob was one of the guys.
Yeah, and maybe he just knew the Catfish one. It was him and his wife.
Okay.
That did it, and they kind of pod faded. As their child got older, of course, his child needed.
I know how that goes.
Yeah. So, and I used to listen to them all the time, but they kind of pod faded, and I guess I bumped them off my list because, you know, there wasn't anything there.
I was actually just thinking about them tonight because as I was going through the Canadian podcast buffet, Bob Goyich is actually the one that does that, and they have Canadian podcasting day on December 1st. So I went back to December 1st of last year and started listening to what people had recorded. And he did. He was dusting the cobwebs off his mixer and called Cat to make sure that it worked. So like, oh, okay, you know, these names are all coming back to me now.
Right, right. And they used to go. They used to go to Podcasters Across Borders. I remember actually, that. That's where I first heard about it, I think.
Yeah, I think he's one of the organizers.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so anyhow, yeah, I'm all hyped up. I'm all ready to go. I'm looking forward to it this year. It has moved. I was, in some ways, it's better. They moved it up, so it's the 8th, 9th, and 10th of June this year, which makes it easier for me. But it's also, the first day of the conference is the last day of school for my kids. Oh. And I was really hoping to be able to bring my wife and boys up for the trip. Yeah. Well, but I will give you an ongoing update as progress as it progresses. I can't talk tonight. I don't know what the problem is.
Well, that's all right because
we're done anyhow, right?
Yeah, we are about done, and you and Barty have been auto-tuned the entire time, pretty much.
Oh, geez.
So I'll have to when I post this, I'll write up excuse the audio glitches, but Hangout is not behaving well tonight. But you can still understand what people are saying. What's that?
I said maybe we should have tried Skype.
Yeah, we could have. We should have thought about that as the backup. But I don't know. We'll have to if it's like this again. We'll have to think about that. I kind of like the whole idea of Hangout.
Well, I do too. And you know, quite frankly, my band was good here tonight. I was doing really good.
Well, like I said, I
paused it, but.
I can't see anything up here in the studios why I wouldn't be receiving you well, and it does sound like it would be more on my end of things, because maybe my stream coming down isn't as good as it usually is. I am actually going to go do a speed test when we get done here, and unless my wife's doing something, I'm not aware of anything else going on in the house except for what's going on up here right now on my connection. So but we'll see. Hey, like I was listening to a show we did not too long ago, and it was like welcome to late night QRN suffering through the high tech I forget how we put it, but it was pretty good. Suffering through high tech one show at a time or something like that.
Yeah.
That's our show. So
we're having fun, so that's all. It's the whole point there.
Yeah. So with that, we want to get once again tell people out there, hey, especially the military, be safe, be careful. Thank you for what you do, and we appreciate it. And for the guys overseas, we hope we see you back home here real soon with your friends and families. And I actually picked out some music. We're going to listen. Tonight's musical guest is Allison Gray, who we've had on before, and her song Change. So with that, from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, I'm Barry J.
And from the beautiful warm suburbs of Copper Harbor, I'm Michael, the virtual Eeper in the Man Cave.
And we'll see you again next week.
Bye.
Keep going round in circles, it's driving me crazy. You scream at me, calling me names, and you turn around, calling me baby.
Samson, speak. Good boy.